Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And today, our topic for today is, you know, what is the need to get healthy and what is the purpose for living? Okay. And, you know, when I was thinking about what the topic of the show was going to be for this week in particular, I've had, you know, there's always so many topics that we can work with, but this one was definitely really expressing the need. And this weekend I was away, I did a presentation at a symposium, and it was basically on this topic. It's about discovering one's purpose. But what we need to understand is, the first thing is, why are we choosing to get healthy? What's the reason? Why are you choosing to get healthy? Okay, you have to ask yourself that question. Regardless of what your health issues are, why are you choosing to get healthy? Do you really know why? And that's what you have to ask yourself, you know, because when we, you know, what we tend to not pay attention to is how we got there, okay? And all of that ties in together. All of it definitely ties in together. But your need for getting healthy definitely plays a major role in your purpose for living. Now, I'm using the word living. The word that's being used here is living. Not surviving, living, okay? And if we listen to our conversations, you know, ask yourself, what is your purpose? What is the need to get healthy? Why do you want to get healthy? Is it for the purposes of what you believe is longevity, so you can do things that you weren't able to do before, or things that you like to do that you haven't been able to do because you have not been well? Okay, the body has been off track. Okay, why are we losing weight? Okay, what's the purpose for going on these eating regimens? For what? Why are you doing that? You know, this is what you really have to ask yourself. Okay, but let's just backtrack for a while. I mean, for a moment. Okay, let's look at, well, how did the body get in this condition to begin with? Okay, so we hear many times that it's genetic, okay? My mother had it, my father had it, so that means that I'm going to get it. Well, that's not necessarily true, okay? Yes, information is definitely passed on generation to generation, but that does not mean that you will actually, that you will develop the full-blown illness. Now, energetically, is that influencing how your life is moving? Absolutely. Okay. Now, if you've heard me, if you have been listening week after week, you may have heard me use a term called miasm. Okay. And miasm is a, you know, the Greek root word miasma means to taint, stain, or pollute. So that means that we've come in with this tainted information, this polluted or stained information that has been inherited generation after generation after generation after generation. So in my family, like, you know, we see diseases such as MS. We've seen cancer, diabetes, digestive issues. The list goes on. Okay, so does that mean that someone is going to end up with these health issues? Not necessarily, but the miasm is always present. All right, it is always handed down generation to generation. It just is. So, well, if that means, so what does that mean? If you don't necessarily end up displaying the full-blown state of disease, energetically, you will see how it will unravel in your life. So let's just say in my family, MS. Doesn't mean that I'm going to get MS, but, you know, there might be times that, you know, MS, the body is very fatigued, okay? The musculoskeletal system, what's happening with the central nervous system, you know, the plaquing on the spine and the brain, okay? We've seen this with this, particular disease, right? This is what we hear. Now, again, you may not experience those symptoms, but it is, if you almost can see it as a weight, if you can see this energy as a form of weight, it may influence how you're thinking, how you're functioning, okay? Are you getting caught up in cycles where you're experiencing fatigue that may not necessarily make sense to you? You get your blood work done, you change your eating, and then you find that everything looks fine, but energetically these symptoms are there. So having the benefit of having worked with energetic practitioners throughout the years, yes, I have seen that. I have seen that. So I'm going to stop right there because it's time to take a sponsor break, but we're going to come back. Okay, we're going to put the pieces of this puzzle together today.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we're talking about, you know, what is the need for healing and what is the purpose for living? Okay, what is the need for healing and what is the purpose for living? So I was sharing about how multiple sclerosis, MS, runs in my family, okay? And now saying that doesn't mean that you'll necessarily end up with the disease, but that doesn't mean that you won't display some of the symptoms because you are carrying the information. And, you know, everything is energy. Everything is energy. And it is really important that we definitely take the time to work on ourselves. Okay. It is really important that we take the time to definitely work on ourselves. And it's really important that we have these programs today, like what is offered with the Jewel University, the Brain Balancing Program, because it's not so much do you have to know that, do you have to know all the intimate details of what you could be experiencing with that? No, not necessarily. But when we look at, if you ever do take a look at your family and what they're experiencing, then we already know that we've inherited these things energetically. Okay, so a program like the Brain Balancing Program, which helps us to get, you know, the left and the right hemispheres of the brain working synchronistically, okay, it's what we call being holosynced, okay, which is definitely going to aid the body and healing as a whole, okay. When a person has a balanced and locked brain, okay, you have healed at least 10 years, okay. 10 years, you've released 10 years of a lot of that information, okay? And it is just that information, but it's information that has been, that is being translated, okay, throughout your nervous system, throughout your cells, throughout your DNA, okay, and energetically as well. But this is where a program such as the Brain Balancing Program aids one in basically being able to heal and transform all of that information, which I just you know, once I learned about the brain balancing program, I just thought that that was so powerful. And we're going to come back to that later on in the show, but I just want to get back to helping you to understand that our need for healing has to go beyond this desire to what? To fulfill your bucket list, okay, which is really just an expression for, well, I want to do all these things before I die, okay? So, which is really not a term for living, okay? That is really not an expression for living if you really think about it. When we use terms such as my bucket list or, you know, I want to do this before I turn 100, okay? When we're using that language, that is not language for living. That's really language for surviving. There's a big difference because life is not about death, okay? We're looking at two separate things here, okay? So going back to this need for healing, okay? Healing is really about your body, which is your spacesuit, your car, your vehicle, your suit, however you want to label it. Your body is here to serve you in the most divine way, okay? So our need for healing, and our need for healing is just not about having perfect numbers on a blood test. It's not just about losing weight, okay? It's not just about healing from cancer or diabetes or MS or any of these disease processes. It is about understanding that your body is here to serve you for your divine purpose, okay? That is living because you have a purpose to fulfill. You have a purpose to fulfill, and it's not before you die, okay? And please, you know, really just pay attention to what's being said here, because if you really understand who we are at the core, okay, who we are at the very core, if we understand that we're eternal beings, okay, that we should be talking about life. We should never be having discussions around death. All right. So one of the topics that was covered in the symposium that I attended this weekend was fasting, intermittent fasting. All right. Which I personally just think is just such a great way of aiding the body in healing. And we are definitely going to have a show on that eventually as well. But I'm bringing this up because in my presentation, I said, well, why are we doing intermittent fasting? Are you doing intermittent fasting for what? Just to heal what you believe is this health issue? Is it just so you could look good in your jeans or your suit or your dress, whatever it may be? Okay, is it because you're doing it because you think this is going to give you some extra time on the planet? Well, if those are the reasons that we're doing these things, then we're still on a death walk. Okay, that is not living. We are still on a death walk. All right, so again, we really need to pay attention to our language. It's really important that we pay attention to how we're speaking and what we're saying. All right, so you know, fasting is really an amazing way of helping to get the body back to where it needs to be so your body can support you and your purpose. And your purpose, everybody that comes, that incarnates to planet Earth has a divine purpose, okay? That is our need for healing. That is our purpose for living because you have a mission that you have to complete, all right? But our conditioning process has told us otherwise. Go to school, get this degree, study this, do this for a living. And many, 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 many of us are living as these wage slaves. We're enslaved into a conditioning process that's not true. Many, many of us are not living our purpose. Now, I've been a practitioner for over 20 years now, and I can definitely share that many of my clients are not living their purpose, regardless of how much money they're making. So if you're making $1 million, $2 million, $3 million a year, but you're sitting here in my office, you're not living your purpose. That I know for sure. You can't be. Because when one is fully immersed in their purpose, the body can't get sick. It can't have problems. Why? Because the purpose is divine. Your purpose is divine. Okay? So this is the need for healing, and this is the purpose for living. All right? Now, you may not know what your purpose is. How do you discover your purpose? Because your purpose is not what you do. It's who you are. Okay? It is who you are. You know, if you do listen to Dr. Jewel's show on Mondays, and if you listen to the Universal Principles Hour with Dr. Jewel and Mrs. Felicia Muhammad on Wednesdays, okay, then you've heard Dr. Jewel explain many, many times, okay, that we are living these lifestyles that are just not true, okay, and that we are entering, that we are existing in these states of consciousness that are definitely affecting the human body, okay. Now, just going back to how do you discover your purpose? Because once again, your purpose is not what you do, it is who you are, okay? And also referencing Dr. Jewel's show, how she's mentioned time and time again that there's only one race, that's the human race. There's no such thing as the black race, the white race, okay? There are cultures, but there's no such thing because we are all one race of people, human beings, okay? Now, how you incarnate into your body, okay, who you've incarnated in, how you've incarnated into your body, the body that you were, that you are in this dimension, is part of your purpose. It is part of your purpose. How you look, how your body is designed, is actually a part of your purpose. That is the only difference between you and myself. Because we are all souls at the core. We're a soul in a body. Your body is the suit that your soul wears, and your suit is designed for your purpose. For your purpose. Okay? Regardless of what you look like, your body, the body that you came into this life with, is designed for your purpose. Okay? So what happens? Why do we get sick? Why do we have these health issues? Because we are definitely not living our purpose. And with that being said, we're going to come back, but we're going to have a sponsor break right now.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, and welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And today's topic of the show is what is the need for healing and what is the purpose for living? Okay, so what is the need for healing and what is the purpose for living? So going back to what was just being expressed before our sponsor break was that your body is the suit that your soul wears. That is the only difference between you and myself, that your body is designed for your purpose. Regardless of what you look like, it is a part of your purpose. And many of us out there are not living our purpose. And the reason why is because we really don't understand who we are in this body. We don't understand that we really are a soul in a body, okay? And we've all heard, we hear it all the time that, you know, that we believe that we're eternal. But if we're truly eternal, the body was never designed to die the way that it is, the way that most of us are seeing it and how it's being experienced. That's not how it's supposed to be. when we really begin to look at ancient history, if we get the information, you will see that it was never supposed to be that way. And if death was really true in the way that we see it today, it wouldn't be painful. It would not be painful because your body is here to serve you for a divine purpose. And the only reason, one of the main reasons that the body is breaking down is because we are not living divinely. We're living as an ego, as a personality. Okay? And when we live as a personality, we believe that lack and fear and doubt and shame, that this is all, we really just adopted that state of consciousness. And then we end up doing things that have nothing to do with what it is that you came here to do. And if you want to look at it as a spacesuit, then that's exactly what it is. It's a spacesuit. Okay? It's almost like you've come to planet Earth in this spacesuit, okay, with on a mission. But, you know, if we're, and this suit comes with all the gadgets, all the information that you need to fulfill your purpose. But if we're not doing the, if we're not following the blueprint of what that purpose is, then what's going to happen? The suit is going to start to fall apart because we're putting the suit in situations to be involved in. Okay, why are we doing things that we are not supposed to be doing? Okay, why? Because of this program, because of this belief that we have to go out there and do things that have nothing to do with what we really, really, truly, and heartfelt want to do. So how does one discover their purpose? How do you discover your purpose? Write out what you love. Write out what you love. Okay, and it doesn't matter what you love. It doesn't matter. I say it all the time. If you want to tattoo toilet paper, okay, if you want to do, it doesn't matter. If you want to collect rocks every day, all right, you write out all the things that you love because it's in that list that you will discover your purpose, that you will discover your purpose. And what your purpose is always affects someone else in the most expansive way. We are all coming here for a very specific reason, definitely to activate the supreme potential within us. All right, but how can we do that if we're not living our purpose? And the way that we live our purpose, the way that we discover our purpose, again, is to find out what you love. Or another question would be to aid you in discovering what you love is to ask yourself, what would you do if you didn't have to think about money? Because money is energy. It is. It is energy. Okay, so what would you do if you didn't have to think about money? And many times I hear clients say, oh, you know, I would take a vacation. Well, why do you want to take a vacation? Oh, because I'm tired. Okay, well, that isn't what you did answer the question, you know, but let's expand upon that a little bit more. You know, what would you do? What would you do? What would you really do if you didn't have to think about money? Let me give you an example, because I just had a conversation with someone about this on the plane. I was on the plane to Portland for the symposium. And the person who I was sitting next to, she happens to be a school teacher. And we were discussing about what's happening in the schools today, you know, with these trainings about how, you know, the potential of bringing guns into the school and right, with all the shootings that have taken place. And I'm looking at her, and I asked her, I said, but what do you think about that? And she's like, oh, well, you know, that they, teachers are actually being trained that they have to fight now. Okay, that they have to fight. I don't know if that's happening here in New York, but I know that this is what she was referencing into where she lives, how teachers are being taught that they have to fight now, right? And I'm looking at her like, okay, so just help me to understand how that's serving your purpose. And I asked her, I said, is this, you know, is this what you ultimately want to do? And she goes, well, you know, I retire and blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, that's not what I'm asking you. What is it that you want to do? And she loves to do home decor. So what do you think was her reasons for not doing it right now. There were several, okay? It had nothing to do with any amount of trust in the order of the universe, okay? Many times we get in these situations because we've been conditioned that this is what we have to do to make money, okay? Now, there's a desire, absolutely, there is a love for teaching, but not in this environment. Okay, because environment is everything, and we've talked about epigenetics, which we'll also be expanding on at another time as well. Environment plays a big, big role, a major role in how your body's functioning and what happens with your health. Okay, so every time that this individual walks into that building knowing potentially, okay, that someone may come in with a weapon of some kind and that you have to put yourself, you have to be the shield, well, what kind of danger are you putting your body in right now? Now that's a pretty graphic, you know, or vivid description of what this person is going through. Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be that graphic, or it doesn't have to be that, it doesn't have to be that graphic, because every day that we put our bodies in situations that when we're under stress, you're putting yourselves in danger. You're putting yourselves in danger. It's a cell danger response because your body is programmed for your purpose, not for the almighty dollar, not for these beliefs and illusions that have nothing to do with what you love. You have to do what you love, okay? And if you understand that the universe handles the details, the universe is a mutual support system, and that abundance is the natural state of affairs, regardless of what you choose to do, you will have exactly what you need. You will always have it. You can't not have it, because this is how the universe is set up. The universe is designed for us to win, not lose. But once again, with our programming, our conditioning process, you know, because for myself, you know, growing up, do I want to be a medical doctor? Then I learned about chiropractic. I was like, wow, it's drug-free and surgery-free? You mean I don't have to, you know, do surgery and I don't have to administer medication? You know, once I learned about this. So the more that I expanded upon this, I began to get what? Information. And we need information. The information is going to provide you with the information that you need that will help one to evolve and to evolve into their purpose. Okay, so if you understand that your need for healing, whether you're fasting, whether you're doing green juice for 6 months, okay, whether you're on a supplement regimen, okay, it doesn't matter what it is that you're choosing to do that is helping your body. Because let me reframe that statement. Okay, whatever you're doing to expand your health, which is always wonderful, understand the reasons why you're doing it. Okay, it is not to cure the health issue. It is to heal the body ultimately, so the body can serve you in your purpose. So you can fulfill this mission that you came here to do. That's why we come back here time after time and time after time, because we never completed it. We got consumed in other things, okay? And what are these other things that we got consumed in? It's called an emotional reality. The things that cause us to feel good, okay? And when we feel good, we want more of it. Now, feeling good is an emotion. Joy is a state of consciousness. And when we are existing, when we are living and being universal principles, and we're existing in our purpose, we're living our purpose, we are always in joy. We're always in love. We're always in abundance. We're always in compassion. We're always in patience. We're always in kindness. We're always in gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, liberation, surrender. Okay? So Do you understand now? Is really about the need for healing. Is that is our purpose. The need for healing supports the purpose for living. Okay, this is why we heal. It's not about just clearing up these health issues. Oh, I have a digestive problem. Well, yeah, if you have a digestive problem, something is happening in your emotional reality that needs to be cleared up. I have a headache. Something that's happening in your emotional reality that needs to be cleared up. I have back pain. Something in your emotional reality that needs to be cleared up. Okay, I can't breathe. Something in your emotional reality that needs to clear up. I have psoriasis. Something in your emotional reality. Your body is feedback. It is communicating to you that you are definitely off your purpose. Okay, and remember, your purpose is not what you do. It is who you are. And when you are fully living your purpose, everything that you do, every decision that you make, you will question, does it support my purpose? And if it doesn't, you won't do it. You won't do it. So with that being said, we're getting ready to take another sponsor break. And then when we come back, we are definitely going to take some questions.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. So we're going to take some questions right now.
Eric code 770, you are unmuted. Do you have any questions? Eric code 770, you are unmuted. Do you have any questions? Eric code 773, you are unmuted. Do you have any questions?
Greetings.
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 How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So what question can we answer today?
I was interested in the balancing program and also the Think Like a Neuron class. Is that still happening this fall?
No, that's not happening this fall, but we will definitely have it again. So if you come on to our overview tonight, you will see what our class lineup is for the fall. And we have a great lineup for the fall.
Okay. And that's happening tonight, the overview?
Yes, at 7 o'clock, at 7 p.m.
Oh, okay. And as far as the balancing program, do we actually learn the science behind it, or are we kind of just like guinea pigs? I'm trying to figure out like how that works.
Okay,
I know
I'm
for me personally, like, you know, if my logical part of myself knows what's going on and knows the science, I won't get any interruption when it comes to, you know, the abstract part of me.
Okay, so have you been in a balancing program before, or this is your first introduction?
My first introduction.
Okay. So, well, the balancing program is about being able to holosync both sides of your brain. They're working synchronistically, okay? And what happens when your brain gets to what we call being balanced and locked, that is where the authentic neurogenesis, meaning that you start growing new brain tissue, Okay. Mm-hmm. So why are you growing new brain tissue? Because if you're only working with 5 to 10%, which the majority of us are, because our brains are not balanced and locked. See, it's not so much about what happens with the left and the right logically and abstractly. It's not about that, okay? It's about, are they working synchronistically, okay? And that happens when the brain becomes balanced and locked, okay? Now, it's not that you're not working with the left and the right. You very well could be, but you're still working with a very small percentage. It has to get to a point where both hemispheres become balanced and locked for the neurogenesis to take place. Now, many of us are working with this saturated brain tissue. You're only working with 5 to 10%, and it becomes a recording. Okay, now, in order for us to truly evolve, we need information. You need information. But if you don't have the neurons available to process it, we can't get the information. Okay, and how do you get, see, we have to understand what the brain actually is, not just from a physiological perspective, but you also need to understand how it operates from a cosmic perspective. And when you understand how it's working both physiologically and cosmically, okay, that all begins to happen through the neurogenesis. Now, we can read books, we can read tons of books, but information, we don't, it's almost like an antenna, okay? We don't start to receive the information necessary until we have the brain tissue available. See, and this is one of the, you asked about think like a neuron, okay? So think like a neuron, you can only take think like a neuron when you're balanced and locked. So you're aware of this class, okay? You can only take think like a neuron when you're balanced and locked. Okay, what's the purpose in taking a class if you don't have the neurons available to process the information? It's not just about words on paper. We're talking information, and we need to have the neurons available to be able to process it. The information that's being taught in Think Like a Neuron is vibrating at a higher frequency, okay? And we need to have the neurons available in order to process it. We're not talking about being an intellectual. There are intellectuals out there. Is, do you have the neurons available to process it? And that is the beauty in having a balanced brain.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that. I think what I was wondering was there an educational part to the balancing program just to let us know exactly what's happening when we do A, B, and C?
Okay, you're saying while you're balancing, yeah, when you sign up, you get a whole packet of information.
Oh, okay. I just really didn't know.
Okay, yeah. Well, come on to the overview. If you see, again, we provide you with the information, okay? We have an overview every Tuesday at 7 p.m., okay? And
okay.
It's quite extensive, and it will provide you with the information, absolutely. Yeah, this is the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. We're a university, okay? So we have 13 colleges, right? We have 13 colleges. And in addition, you know, the balancing program is definitely one of the programs that is required for us to be able to take other classes within the college, I mean, within the university.
Okay.
So, yes, there are many programs out there. Right, there are many programs out there. This is a university, and the balancing program is one of the programs offered in the university. Every Friday, we have a class that is for the Dr. Jewel brain balancing program. So every Friday, if you're in the brain balancing program, you're getting what information?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So
Sounds good.
We hope to see you on the overview.
All right. Thank you much.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome.
Area code 914, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Hello. Hello. Is that
me? Hello.
Greetings.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, that's you. Greetings.
Hello there, Dr. Pierman. This is Manaima. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon, Manaima. I am wonderful. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is great to hear your voice. And we know that you are. Are you officially in the balancing program? Well, to the other caller who's listening, we have a student who just came into the program, and I am just so excited that you're here because I've known you for decades, and, you know, we've both had the opportunity to watch each other's evolution, and I know how the balancing program, what it's definitely going to provide you with and where it's going to aid you in taking you as you're in your purpose. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So I know you have a question. So what is your question?
I'm just excited. I'm just super excited. And I don't know, you know, if I start talking, I'll be here.
Yes, I know. We can do that. But thank you. And once again, I am just so grateful that, you know, that you've chosen to take this, really expand yourself and evolve yourself at a higher level. And I've had the opportunity to watch the work that you're creating now. So I can only imagine where you're going to be 2 months from now. And then especially when you're balanced and locked, what that's going to look like. Because I see it in myself, and I see it in so many of the other students who are in the balancing program, where they come in and how they just continue to evolve. And it's not about, we're not looking at things from an intellectual perspective. It's about you understanding who you are ultimately, working with this balanced brain, which is the seat of consciousness. I mean, we have to understand, why are we balancing our brains to begin with? Okay, you're balancing your brain because you need the neurons. You need the information. It is so important for you as you're here to complete what it is that you came here to do. Okay, without it, you know, you're really just leaving things up to fate. Okay, and when you have a balanced brain, okay, a balanced and locked brain, and you're getting the information, and you really understand what it means to create your day, okay, you create your day, all you have to do is show up. It's like buying tickets to your own show. You're the participant and you're the observer in your own experience. But this is the information that we get by being with the Jewel University, and this is the information that is going to aid you in being able to manifest, create and manifest what it is that you truly want. Why? Because you have the brain tissue available to do it, and then you don't feel like you have to beat your head against the wall anymore.
It just makes so much sense when you explain it. It just makes so much sense. It's just, that's the beauty of it. It's so simple. When you hear truth, you just, every part of you responds to truth. And that's why this is so incredibly powerful. You don't understand all of the technical terminology and the jargon. You know, when you speak truth, everything responds to truth. So it's just so powerful. I'm super excited.
Thank you so much for that truth, because that is what you said was just so powerful right now. When you know when you hear truth, you know when you hear truth. And exactly, you do. You definitely get a sensation. It's not a sensation that you judge, oh, that's good or bad, but you know that sensation because it runs through your entire body. Okay? It's not what I'm saying is truth. Truth, okay, but you know when it's the truth because it's how you respond to it. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here today.
I love you.
I love you too. I will see you on Friday in the DJBP. I will see you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Air code 216, do you have a question?
Yes, hello, everyone.
Hello. Greetings. Yes, hello.
Yes, I found that topic that you're talking about, that we really need to know what our purpose is very so true, because we can be so unhappy unless we do our purpose. I, that was that that's profound. And sometimes we forget that in all the situations in life that happen.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, you know, and it's not even, it's a state of joy. You know, when you evolve into your purpose, you're truly living and being your purpose, and we're growing the brain tissue, okay? We're living these principles. Then it all comes together. It is so amazing when you see it all come together. And as the last caller said, as Manaima said, it's about your truth. Your purpose is your truth. But if we're living these untruths, right, every day when we put our bodies in danger, every time we are in situations that we know that don't serve our purpose, whether it's what we're eating, okay, whether it's what we are thinking, the relationships that we're in, jobs that we're in school, and it's the list goes on. If it doesn't serve your purpose, you're putting your body in danger. Absolutely. It's like you're gambling. Okay? Let me tell you something. You're better off playing the lotto, okay, than you are gambling your life. Gambling your life going to a job that does not serve your purpose. Because you know that you're putting yourselves in danger. If you play the lotto, okay, you just contributed to, you know, someone having a resource. It's not gambling. That's a resource. It all depends on how you choose to look at it. Gambling is a problem because you may be putting yourself in a situation where you're gambling with your life, okay? But if you want to go and play the lotto and hit a slot machine because that is your resource for creating money, then so be it. And believe me, there are many people out there that do that, okay? And they know they are very much living their purpose, but they also know how to create money, okay? So you see what I'm saying? We are gambling, okay? Well, we are putting our bodies in danger by not stepping into our divine purpose. And again, how do you figure that? It's time to create that love list. If you like brushing your teeth, write it down. Okay, if you like doing hair, write it down. Okay, if you like putting pork fruit in ice trays, write it down. That is between you and you. It's between you and the source of all things. That's it. But that's how you're going to figure it out. That's the beauty in what the source has, how it's all been structured, is through what you love. Yep. I mean, can it get any easier than that or more simplistic? No, but when we're feeding off the personality, which is only going to put you 6 feet into the ground with a headstone anyway, okay, we create so much confusion. We live in absolute confusion. Why not simplicity? So, you know, when we're on God's plan, right, which is whatever your divine purpose is, life can't be difficult. It can't. And I've been a practitioner for over 20 years, but I've learned that in the last 2 years of having a balanced and locked brain. Degrees, certificates, this, that, all these things. They call me alphabet soup because I'm certified in all these techniques. Yeah, that's all great and well, but if they're just a certificate on the wall, okay, and I'm not utilizing them for my purpose, then I'm just hoarding information that I could be providing you with as and this is what's taking place right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Air code 312, you're unmuted. Do you have a question? Air code 312, you're unmuted. Do you have a question? Area code 224, you are unmuted. Do you have a question? 24, you are unmuted. Do you have a question? Area code 703, you are unmuted. Do you have a question? Area code 703, you're unmuted. Do you have a question? Okay, Dr. Thurman, that's the last one.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. Thank you for your questions today, you know, because, or just your statements and how you're realizing how this information resonates with you. And when it resonates with you at that light, you understand what your purpose is, you know. And again, why do we, what is the need for healing and the purpose for living? Okay, because again, why do we have to heal? It's not because, again, oh, you know, we go to the doctor and my doctor says, you know what, that, you know, my numbers are normal now. Okay, well, what happens when you go to the doctor and your numbers aren't normal? I mean, your numbers are normal and you don't feel so well. Okay, you don't need a piece of paper to tell you to go off your, you don't. Okay, you don't. All right. And we really do need to, once again, have the brain tissue available in order for us to really be able to process the information that comes through, you know. And this is, you know, this is one of the great things about the Jewel Network between, because Mondays, you know, we have Dr. Jewel. It's the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Hour and more. Okay, Tuesdays is the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And Wednesdays is Living and Being, it's the Universal Principles Hour with Dr. Jewel and Mrs. Felicia Muhammad. So you're getting so much nourishment. Your brain is getting so much nourishment. And it will get even more once you get it balanced and locked, okay? You know, even when I was away at this symposium, you know, my colleagues, they've watched me evolve, and several of them said, you know, I've watched you evolve tremendously since I've been coming year after year after year after year. You know, it becomes almost palpable, all right? And it's not about being more intellectual. No, it's about having the information that's about you living in your purpose, okay? And you know, your health issues don't define who you are. They are there as feedback. Oh, you know, I have diabetes. Okay, so you have diabetes. I have, you know, headaches. Okay, so you have headaches. All right. I have neck pain. Okay, so you have neck pain. Now, the problem is, now let's look at that, right? You have diabetes, okay? You have elevated blood pressure. You have headaches. You have neck pain. You have all these challenges, right? It's your body that's being challenged because you, in your conscious, in your state of consciousness, are you with sympathy because you have these issues? Well, if you're looking for sympathy because you're experiencing these issues, then you know that you are caught up in an emotional reality and that you are definitely not in your purpose. So use that as a gauge. All right. Do you want to be addicted to your emotional reality? Because if you are, you'll never expand in your purpose. You can't, because we're in the past. We can't get out of the past. Okay. So it is time for us to heal for the purpose of living, breathing your purpose, being your purpose, because your purpose serves a purpose here on the planet. It's a mission that you, it is a mission that you've been assigned that you must complete. But if we're stuck in an emotional reality, then we are putting our bodies in danger every day that we do that. Okay. We put it in danger every day that we do that. And we really need to pay attention. We really do need to pay attention. You know, so with that being said, we are going to take another sponsor break. We're going to have a word from our sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the need for healing and purpose for living.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
I love that commercial. You know, thank you for that segment, Courtney, because I love that last statement. God is a neuron. This is a neuron. It is so true. You know, so again, when we are, you know, when you get the brain tissue available, you know, it's so powerful because this is where you really get to process the information, you know, but you have to do it. And when you have the brain tissue available, you know, your body is going to do what it needs to do for you, you know, and additionally, not, it's not even so much if it's really additionally, let me just revoke that. Okay. Or reframe that statement. You have DNA in your body right now that is dormant. It's dormant, which means it's just sitting there waiting to be activated. It's waiting to be activated. But it really is in order for that, for the DNA that is dormant to be activated, it requires you to have new brain tissue. It just does. It can't be activated. It can't. Okay. So, you know, we have genes that are, we do have immortal genes. Okay. We have genes that can, ooh, there's so many things that we can do with the genes that we have that are dormant, but they can't be activated if we don't have the brain tissue available to do it. Okay. There are so many aspects of ourselves that are just waiting to be turned on. And they can't be turned on again until you have the brain tissue available for it to be processed. And what is going to help to activate it? It is the information. And how is that information going to come in? It isn't necessarily going to come in through a textbook. It isn't. Okay, we just came back from Alaska. Accessing your multidimensional self under the auroras, it was to upgrade your DNA, to activate dormant DNA. If you're under those northern lights with a balanced and locked brain and you're growing new brain tissue, believe me, okay, you're getting information. You're getting information by being underneath those lights. So let's just say you have a balanced and locked brain and you decided that you were just going to go sit underneath those lights because that's what you want to do. Just by you being there with having the brain tissue available, you don't even know the information that you're going to get because light is information. That is the beauty in being underneath those lights. That's the beauty in being underneath those northern lights with a balanced and locked brain. So how do you get, how do we, we were talking about healing today. What is the need for healing and the purpose for living? You live your purpose so the God can serve you in the divine way. So join us with the Jewel Universe. Email me at drpierman@juis.education or come into our website at juis.education. We have the overview.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.